But among the ruins, the building blocks remain. Every experience, every consequence of every decision, every lesson carved out of loss. Every shape preserved from joy. And then, slowly, perhaps for the first time, you begin to build again. Not from instinct, not by drifting wherever the current takes you, but consciously. You are no longer simply raising walls. You are creating space, space where you can actually fit, doors you can walk through, rooms that are neither too small nor too large, rooms that feel right because they are yours. A castle that is not a copy of a dream, but an expression of your own shape. You cannot know whether it will be perfect. From the outside, it will probably never look as dreamlike as this one before. But that no longer matters. What matters is that it is finally being built to your real measure. The past remains with you, in the streets, in the walls, in the foundations. It is only memory now, but it is never foreign. It remains part of you just as a scar remains part of the body. It cannot be erased, it cannot be cut away, it cannot be forgotten, but it is no longer a prison. Only material, what you already know. And deep beneath the ruins, there is finally something you could not see before. The ground. The real ground. And from that solid earth, one day, you can build again. Not something bigger, but something more honest. And perhaps it is more honest. It will become greater than anything that came before.